Hello, dear ones. Our devotion today is the title. It's a life that pleases God. I want to read one verse out of four. My reading is selected from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. It says, set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. You can read the rest of the portion at home. Now, in the previous chapter, Paul has refuted both the doctrine and all these practical errors of the false teachers. While doing this, he exposed those heretics who try to persuade others with their empty words and clever presentations, void from the truth. The rules and regulations could not and will not save the sinful man who is looking for someone to rescue him from his helpless estate. The flesh is unfixable and needed Christ to interfere in this situation. The responsible man failed. He failed utterly in his obligation and fell under condemnation. But thank God, our Lord's infinite grace, who took our place on that cross and redeemed us from all judgment. He has borne that condemnation on the cross and has given us a new nature to serve him and praise him. It is not some deed of our own, not at all. By grace we have been saved. It is a gift that we have accepted when we opened our hearts to the Holy Spirit and he took residence there forever. This flesh had nothing to do with it. Titus 3:5 is clear about that. He says, Paul there, he said, he saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by washing of regeneration or rebirth and renewing by the Holy Spirit. A visitor asked an old bedridden woman who said she was trying, mind you the word, trying to be a Christian. Are you trying to be Mrs. White? No, I am Mrs. White, she said. Well, how long have you been Mrs. White? Well, ever since this ring was put on my finger. That is how it is with me, the visitor said. I do not try to be a Christian. I have been one ever since I put out my empty hand and received Christ as my Savior. I have set my mind and no turning back. Henry Ward Beecher once wrote, if a man cannot be a Christian in the place where he is, he cannot be a Christian anywhere. In our verse today, verse 2, of chapter 3, the apostle writes, set your mind on things above, not on the things that are on earth. A new life began the moment Jesus took charge of our lives. Amen to that. And Paul exhorts his readers to give an outward expression to their experience in daily living. And when they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Dear friends, it is when the soul enters this experience, realizing that the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ has severed any link that bound him to the world. It sets him free from sin and all legalism to worship in freedom the one who saved him in the newness of life. We can boldly say, the only remedy for sinful passions and the old life is found in the believer's experience of dying to sin and the world's way of thinking and living, his new life and union with Christ. Once the mind is set on things above, there is no turning back. A new life begins, and our goals, emotions, attitudes, and the way we go through this life has changed. Our pilgrimage has just begun. Therefore, our real life is now there where Christ is. Our best interests are all identified with Jesus Christ. All we need to do is to be true representatives of our Lord who entrusted us with this great ministry. Men of the world will not understand this, and we need not expect them to. Nevertheless, they can and will recognize and appreciate the value of Christian character, even though they are not those who possess it. Set your mind on the things above. Bill MacDonald once wrote, "To set the heart is to desire and to strive for the heavenly things, or giving heavenly things a large place in one's life. All tendency of thought and will is toward God." This does not mean, dear Christian, withdrawal from all the activities of this world. No. Paul made it clear that Christians are expected to maintain normal relationships in this world, but the genuine Christians will see everything with eternity in view. We need to set our minds on Christ in order that his life may be seen in us. We need to give heavenly things a large place in our lives. As mentioned in Colossians 3:1, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God, and to keep the Holy Spirit in control of our thoughts, as Paul, when he wrote to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, "We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ." The whole outlook on life must be molded by Christ's relationship to Christians, and allegiance to Christ should take precedence over all earthly allegiances. We must, through prayer, seek a daily victory on the old nature, and we will win. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. This will help us in our daily life as Christians striving to please our Savior. I read a short quote here, and I will read it to you. "The life of a Christian can be described in one of four ways: as a journey, as a battle, as a pilgrimage, and as a race. Select your own way, but the necessity to finish is always the same. For if life is a journey, it must be completed. If life is a battle, it must be finished. If life is a pilgrimage, it must be concluded. And if it is a race, it must be won." So, the only way to please God is to finish this race, to persevere, keep pressing on. Enoch kept walking with God for 300 years. The Bible says, "For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God." Hebrews 11:5. Set your mind then, dear Christian, set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. And this is the remedy for the age that we're living in. Amen. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.